This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day and another week in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets on this Friday?
Short covering across the board. The markets got hammered this week. July corn down 20 coming into the day. July wheat was down 42 and July beans down 36. So the market is looking at a weekend. The report next Monday at 11 o'clock, acreage and quarterly stocks. Plus news about a U.S.-China deal. Didn't talk much about the ag markets, but something worked out with China. And that was a positive for the market. All that led to short covering across the board, as you might expect, with as far down as they were this week the benign weather. And the weather's still the main thing. The weather's been really good, overcoming everything else. Plus the macroeconomic stuff this week with Iran, the bombing of Iran's nuclear sites actually ended up putting energies down. That pulled the greens down as well. So much needed correction today after a hard week, hard down in the markets up until this morning.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at FarmersEdgeLabs.com. That's FarmersEdgeLabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
July corn up 8 even at 417 and a half. July soybeans up 5 even at 1027 and 3 quarters. July soybean meal up 20 cents at 271.10. Soybean oil down 7 cents at 52.45. On the Merck, August live cattle up 410 at 213.30. August feeders up 460 at 307.90. July lean hogs up 92 cents at 113.25. Pork cutout went unchanged at 121.55. And July Class 3 milk up 47 cents at 17.56. That's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.